This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 447 for Friday, June 21st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is positive on Friday morning after heavy losses on Thursday. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all lower to start the day. Crude oil is also showing small gains after declines in the United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Thursday's close. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 131,900 tons of canola exports for the week ended June 16th, putting season-to-date exports at 5.85 million tons, down 21% from this time a year ago. The July canola contract is up $5.80 per ton at $605.20, while the November contract is up $4.60 per ton at $622.70. In the U.S., corn is down, while soybeans and wheat are mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 511,400 tons of old crop U.S. corn sold for export during the week ended June 13th, less than half from the previous week. In addition, 93,600 tons of new crop corn were also sold. Ethanol production, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, increased by 34,000 barrels per day on average for the week ended June 14th at 1.057 million barrels per day. Stocks increased 395,000 barrels at 23.62 million. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported the Argentine corn harvest at nearly halfway finished. The July corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.39. 556,500 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export, up 48% from the week before, while 84,000 tons of new crop were also sold, mostly to Pakistan. For soy meal, 178,800 tons of old crop from the U.S. were also sold, as well as 32,800 tons of new crop. 20,900 tons of soy oil were sold, greater than trade expectations, while there were 400 tons of net sales reductions for new crop. Chinese soybean imports in May totaled 10.2 million tons, with 8.8 million from Brazil and 1.27 million from the U.S. China has imported 24.7 million tons of soybeans from Brazil and only 10.9 million from the U.S. in 2024. The July soybean contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.59. The CGC reported Canadian spring wheat exports added 366,900 tons for the week ended June 16th. This pushed exports for the marketing year to date to a record 18.99 million tons. 589,700 tons of 2024-25 U.S. wheat were sold, exceeding trade expectations, while there were also 11,000 tons of net sales reductions for 2025-26 wheat. The Kansas wheat harvest reports showed average yields of 40 to 70 bushels per acre in eastern parts of the state, while average yields in central Kansas were 45 to 60 bushels per acre. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.83. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.96. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.26. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, June 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.